the Broughton Cabinet Studio. It's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Oh, is this Friday or what?
I thought this song was appropriate looking at this forecast.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's going to be hot.
Go drink tequila. Margaritas.
Oh, yeah. Find a dock and a floaty and a marg or a pina colada.
You are right.
And deal with the hotta.
Margarita rocks. That's what I'll order, bartender. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
No salt?
Oh,
salt?
A little bit. Not overkill, but
okay,
a little bit.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, hey, Need to Know Morning Show. Good morning. How are you? Happy Friday. July 24th. It's going to, if you're going to bitch about the heat, it's going to remind you
today's
right now.
Today's the day.
6 months from right now will be Christmas Eve. So,
well,
just
okay, there's that. But you know
come
what?
Come on now.
We've got it.
There you go. Come on.
Yeah, we've got a heat index warning in effect, though, starting at noon today.
Oh, yeah, it's
so
already.
Yeah, we're already at, what, 74?
Yeah,
so.
The air is thickening up,
but
too.
Look at that sunrise again. It's just beautiful orange-pink glow out there.
This is one of those, you just got to, if you can, just get out to the pool, get out to the lake, wherever, get the, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, try to enjoy it. Don't sit in the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Well, you might have to.
Do that too.
Right.
So, yeah, it is going to be, and we're going to feel definitely into the triple digits because of the humidity. Humidity's already up over about 80% right now.
It's going to feel about 105 today. So whatever you do, don't leave your kids or pets in your cars today. Just leave them home.
I'll tell you. This feels like a typical San Antonio, Texas, July morning. Very typical. You know, overnight temps, 77. You wake up and it's, you know, 75, 77. What is it right now? What do you see?
It's 74 right now.
74, right? Yep.
Yeah.
You got that daytime high clipping around 95, 100. That's South Texas in the summer.
It's going to be a little warm out there.
And thick air. Real humid. You're going to need, if you're playing golf or anything where you're not around the water, you're going to need like 4 or 5 t-shirts just to change. Unless you got those Under Armour stuff, doesn't it?
That helps, right?
That does help.
Your AC is going to be working overtime, though. No doubt about it.
Yeah, whoever invented that wicking fabric, Under Armour, and that kind of stuff, God bless him, because I sweat like a running racehorse.
I'm a
sweat hog from way back.
You know, I don't need that visual.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know, when it gets hot, I need the wicking going on.
I know you do.
Okay, what else do we need to know today? It's Friday, 24th of July. It's National Cousins Day today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very good.
National Cousins Day.
I have lots of cousins.
I do, too. Love them all.
I don't get to see them as much.
A lot of my second and third cousins, I just call cousins, too.
Well, yeah.
Like, my dad's cousin was like my uncle, so all of those, you know.
You have a few of your favorite cousins,
too. Yeah, there's so many of them. I tried to figure it out. Let's see, are you twice removed? No, it's my cousin. Yeah.
I know, we just don't do family reunions anymore, and it would be so fun. Instead, we have funerals.
Yeah.
And that's where you see everyone. It's like, and you get together at the funeral, and you go, you know, we should really get together for a reunion this summer. And
exactly.
Next funeral, you're saying the same thing.
There you are. All right, I'll name a famous celebrity. You tell me who their celebrity cousin is, okay?
Okay.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Elvis.
Jimmy Swaggart was his cousin. Yeah. That was in the movie, too. Great Balls of Fire.
Yeah. I thought him and Elvis were related.
And then
somehow.
Jerry Lee Lewis has another, think classic country, cousin.
What's his name? Hank Jr.
Oh, good guess. Mickey Gilley.
Dang it.
Yeah.
I'm not good at this one.
Jerry Lee Lewis was cousins with Mickey Gilley and
Mickey
Jimmy Swaggart. Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Now, it's quite removed, but Celine Dion, I think her 9th cousin, once removed, is?
Don't know.
Madonna.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
I know one, though. Is Jenny McCarthy?
I don't know who.
Melissa McCarthy.
Really?
They're cousins.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Is that not on your list?
That's very, no.
I know that one. That's
very cool.
Yeah.
Give you one more. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Okay.
His cousin is?
Give me a hint.
Another Beach Boy.
The other one.
Yeah, right. Mike Love.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mike Love and Brian Wilson were cousins.
I can't think of their names.
It's also National Drive-Thru Day. And celebrating that for like 4 months, haven't we?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. You know what amazes me? Especially during the time when they didn't have anybody inside the restaurant. Still getting the orders wrong in the drive-thru.
Well, yeah.
You're doing them one at a time. Come on.
It can be complicated.
Hard can it be? But well, I know they're short-staffed and stuff.
But
I
just, you know, if you have a special order, though, I understand it. Because
yeah,
it's something that you don't usually do. But your regular menu items should be that hard. You just punch them in, right?
Yep. There you go. Well, besides the weather, which is going to be a hot one for our neighborhood, a couple of things going on. A little later on, Randy Nelson's going to join us, talk about, with this heat, you know, you got lawn and garden, you know, whatever issues.
Right. Yeah.
Your flowers. Your,
all of that.
Veggies,
yeah.
Whatever.
So if you have questions for Randy.
Yeah. We'd like you to call and ask.
Call, or you can email them to us, too, and we'll be happy to ask them for you.
Yeah, because we've asked him all the questions we need to ask him.
All the pertinent ones.
Yeah. So we need you. Just after 8 o'clock. What about 8:05?
Yep.
I love that Alex Trebek wants Betty White to take over Jeopardy.
I know. She is funny, though.
She's great.
Still, what is she, 90-something?
98.
Holy moly. Yeah.
And Alex is 80. Of course, he's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and the outlook is not good. He said he is such a class act, Alex Trebek.
You're
a Jeopardy fan, you know, for the years. Just a class act. And he just said, basically... He was on such the high road when he said it that the treat were not responding as favorably as we would have liked.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't continue to show the results they'd like to see, he'll probably just stop the treatments.
Right. You know, you've got to worry about quality of life, too. You can't be in pain.
And you do.
You want to go out with your mind and your thoughts. And it's just tough.
And anybody that's been around or had to go through chemo or knows someone that has or been close to it, it's just, worst. The worst. What else is going on? Did you see that there a large group is very upset with the North Dakota Republican Party? It's nothing to do with me. I like to say like Hannity. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm a conservative.
Yeah, I heard a little scuttlebutt about it.
I saw the headline. I thought, well, wow, what is this? North Dakota Republican Party hits new low.
Oh, boy.
LGBTQ and leaders demand change.
They said something offensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm reading through the thing. I'm just going to finish reading up, but it talks about language in their platform, but it doesn't cite any of the language that I can see.
Oh,
but it just talks about.
It says bad language, but it didn't say what it was that was offensive.
Yeah, but whatever it is, I'll just tell you. It says, as representatives of the state's LGBTQ and community, we vehemently denounce the North Dakota Republican Party's discriminatory policy language in their official party platform. Party platform set of principles, values, guide policy of the organization. Shameful, they're completely out of touch. Values of North Dakotans, not enough for individual leaders, et cetera, et cetera. Truth of the language voted by 900 delegates at their convention.
But we don't know what was said.
It doesn't say. Oh. Platform directs legislators to reject attempts to protect basic human rights for LGBTQ and community. And allow for discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity to continue without recourse. Not only prejudice, it endangers the livelihood and the lives of the LGBTQ and community. There you go. And it's from pretty much all the Red River Rainbow seniors, all the Grand Forks Pride.
All of it.
Oh, yeah. Who knows? Tri-State Transgender. Didn't know that was it. Was an organ? I didn't know that. There's a lot of them though, but apparently they're very upset. And I guess I would like to see the language. What does it say? Can you actually? I mean, I don't think you can.
Right. Maybe it was so offensive they cannot repeat it.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
That's a slippery slope. They're calling out Governor Burgum, Rick Berg.
Burgum's not usually offensive.
I got to imagine. Mr. Hennen will dig into this a little more.
Oh,
today,
I'm assuming.
What's on your mind? Good news for you guys, you folks there in West Fargo. You're going to have a cruise night in August, huh?
Cruise night
saw that
is back.
Release?
Yeah.
That's good news.
Finally. I guess what they're going to do is you won't be able to drive down the streets.
Okay.
So you can't cruise cruise night, but you can park on both sides of the street and walk all that. So it's going to be, the street's going to be blocked off so you can look at the cars and vendors and cocktails and everything will be the same except for no cruising. So I'm looking forward to it.
Do they actually, when they normally have this, they do actually do the cruising?
Yeah.
They,
Yeah, they keep Cheyenne open, and a lot of people a lot of people don't park their classic cars, but they'll cruise the streets and see what's parked on the side, and then you can see theirs as they're cruising by. It's so fun. It is just the highlight of my summer. It really is.
One thing that caught my eye on the release says masks are encouraged and will be placed throughout the event. Sanitizing and hand washing stations will be available. Would you just use some random mask that was? I suppose they'll have them in packages.
Here's
a mask hanging here. Go ahead and use that one.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have
do that.
Different ones.
Well, that's good news. So. I hope it goes off and happens.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I mean, it's just the big sign of summer in West Fargo, and we haven't had it yet. So
I know.
Looking forward to it. So hopefully we'll have the one in August and then the September one. So that would be nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. We usually have the big West Fest parade, too.
Yes,
and I have not heard anything on that yet either, but that's usually in September.
We usually have so many fun, wonderful things by this time, don't we, every summer?
Yeah, we're kind of...
just don't have...
Kind of lacking this year. But, you know, the lights, they're doing hairspray. FMCT mm-hmm. is performing Hairspray over there, I think starting this weekend.
Oh, what a great play.
Or the next couple of weekends. I know, it's fun.
Love that.
Yeah, I do, too. Great music.
John Waters.
It's just a good time. So, you're looking for things to do, the Horse Park, too, is open as well. So, that's the last weekend of that. So, there are a few things to do out there.
We'll hit on a couple of those coming up. Well, we got Major League Baseball is officially underway for whatever season we're going to see out of it. We'll talk about that in a second with sports. Right now, into the Weather Center, and Jennifer Vachisky's got a hot forecast. Look, there's even warnings.
Oh, boy.
Warning for too much hot. How much hot are we going to get, Jen?
That's a good question. Yeah, well, there is an excessive heat warning going into effect today at noon, so definitely something to keep in mind. We're looking at partial sunshine developing, or a blend of clouds and sunshine developing here in the afternoon hours today, with a high getting up right around about 90 in the mid-90s here, with a heat index as high as 105 for certain areas. So, again, very hot day today. A little on the windy side, so hopefully that'll help a little bit. Otherwise, tonight we do have a chance for showers and thunderstorms. Overnight lows around about 73. And along with that, we do have a risk for severe weather, so another thing we'll keep you posted on here throughout the evening hours tonight. Tomorrow, chance for showers and thunderstorms. Still a hot, muggy day, high around 90 degrees. 82 on Sunday, slightly cooler with mostly sunny skies. Monday, sunshine, high around 82 degrees. Then by Tuesday, sunny, high around 83.
There you go.
Hot.
Just get to the AC or get to the lake or get to the pool, I guess. All you can do. All right, checking out the sports page. Well, Major League Baseball is underway. Yep, Twins getting ready to go tonight. Two games opened up the season last night, Yankees and Nationals. Yankees pull out the win 4-1 there, and then which, of course, is terrible because it's the stinking Yankees.
Did you see Fauci throw out that pitch?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to. I know.
Oh, my gosh. That was so wrong.
That's just all you need to say.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
wow.
Come on. You know.
How can you be that far off?
Well, why don't you choke up on the pitch? Come on, bring him in. Bring him in a little bit.
Oh, brother. You
know, Dodgers and Giants last night in the late game, 8-1. Dodgers just hammered the Giants with their new multi-millionaire Mookie Betts, the second richest man in baseball right now. Let's see. 3M Open is underway in the Twin Cities. And, the defending champion, kid named Matt Wolf, he's two shots back, six under, and he's two back. Yeah. Dustin Johnson, by the way, out, got a back injury. He was seven over and just couldn't get it done. But they'll continue play today. Got to see how. And this kid, eight under right now, is leading the thing. I mean, come on. Eight under. Jeez. Who can compete with that? And, of course, the Vikings getting ready today to really first full day. Everybody kind of reported yesterday down in Vikingville at the TCO Performance Center. Getting ready for whatever NFL season we will see.
And I hope we see one.
Yep. There will be no preseason, of course, but we'll keep updates on the camp and what's going on down there. And, of course, there's a lot fewer spots on the roster. You know, so a lot of these guys that, you know, maybe went undrafted, these undrafted free agents, these low-round draft, we'll see. But,
I have a question.
It's really interesting who comes out of this, who gets signed.
What's going on with season ticket holders? You know, because they have those ahead of time and they pay for them. And what's going on with, do we know? Are they out? Are they getting reimbursed?
They've got to be. Yeah, I would imagine. Or they get some sort of credit for
Next year? Maybe.
I suppose. Yeah, something like that. I don't know, but we'll see. And NBA, of course, still in the bubble 6 days from the start of what will be the finished NBA season from last season. They'll wrap it up. It's basically, and Timberwolves, of course, nowhere near any of that. We've talked about because they weren't anywhere near it when COVID hit. So that'll be that. Twins, White Sox going tonight. Twins will kick off the big season. This is it. And what do we got? 60 games. It's at the New Comiskey in Chicago. You couldn't pay me to go to the game. Sorry.
No.
Pay me to go to Chicago right now.
Nope.
All right. Let's check a sports.
Dangerous.
Take a quick break. 6:22 in just a bit. Alex has a clip from Tucker that is epic. You're going to want to stick around under TiVo.
Tucker never disappoints.
I couldn't turn it off. You send me those links to get those things. Yeah, and then
I know. It's a really hard
to
pick.
I can't stop watching.
Yeah, he says Democrats are making Americans miserable on purpose.
There you go. And the press was on Hannity last night. Yep. We'll give you some of those recap highlights coming up next.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show.
Yeah, I just want you to know what a breath of fresh air you people are.
If you're coming with me, you need nerves of steel.
Remember her?
Because I take corners on two wheels.
I don't remember this song.
Don't you?
I think so.
Her dad was a very famous country singer.
It's not Roseanne Cash.
No. Pam Tillis.
Oh.
Mel's daughter.
Sure. I don't remember this one, though. I remember a lot of Pam Tillis back in the day.
Her birthday today.
Okay.
This is Mi Vida Loca, her song Mi Vida Loca.
Was she singing with Lefty Frizzell quite a bit? Is that who she would team up with?
Yeah, I think a couple. Yeah, something like that. That might have been before her time. She's 63 today. She was more just Mel's daughter. She had maybe it was Memphis was like one of her really
Memphis.
Big ones.
Yeah, I remember Memphis.
Yeah,
and
that was this one.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
That one rings
a bell.
Some
good ones.
Yeah.
Just a sweetheart, country music's favorite daughter, Mel Tillis.
Huh.
63 today, Pam Tillis. It's the Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG, 625. Kevin and Alex here. Steve-O's back from vacation on Monday.
Monday, yeah. He's probably loving this hot weather.
Yeah.
Especially today.
Man. He's been running, though. He's all that training going on for the marathon stuff.
Yeah.
And man, they're running in this is not the...
not my thing.
Not so much.
I'll go to the gym where it's nice and air-conditioned.
Speaking of air-conditioned, if your air conditioner's doing the little dance around there and it kind of shakes and shimmies.
Spitting
and sputtering and starting to blow a little warm air, you might want to call the crew at Laney's.
Yeah.
All right?
You probably should. It's going to be a hot one.
I had to just call Laney's just for advice. Mm-hmm. On some sweating pipes we have.
They are so great with just that, too.
Yep.
Yeah. They'll help you
and,
out.
And they've got a couple things going on. One is this is the Who Let the Dogs Out deal, the twofer deal. Where
I like that.
If you hook up on a high-efficiency Coleman furnace in the months of May, June, or July, now this is done in 7 days. All right, you got a week to take advantage. Now, think about this. The W word's coming. The cold weather's coming.
It is.
So you get the high-efficiency furnace from Coleman. They do it. They hook you up, and then they got a 13-SEER air conditioning unit for free that they put in. So your furnace needs a little work. Your air conditioner's starting to rattle. This is perfect for you. All right? And then the other deal is plumbing. Anything going with plumbing, your sump, anything like that. We've had with all the rain we've had.
Yeah, we've had a lot of rain.
Comes up or is a problem, Kevin Wolf and the crew at Laney's will hook you up. 701-237-0543. 701-237-0543 or easier online at Laney's, Laneys, Inc.com. Laney's. Nobody does it better. And it's 8-to-8, just great.
Yeah, it is.
The way that works. Look at James, big game James McCarty.
Oh, he's
rolls
got his Twins shirt on.
To get us rocking on our online social stuff. He sets his laptop down and I see he's wearing his Twins jersey.
Yeah.
My man!
I'm excited, man. It's opening day.
He's wearing the colors.
This is what I live for.
I got to tell you, though, I heard some of the recaps coming in this morning of the Nationals, the Nats, and the Yanks last night.
Yep.
And, you know, there was a big shot or something, and they've got the crowd noise dubbed in.
You know what
it
is?
I just know there's no one there, but some sound engineer is doing what I do, making the crowd sound, you know, great. But that was a home run. And the crowd noise stayed level. I'm like, where's the cheers? And the cheers came like 4 seconds later.
Exactly.
Wow. Come on, dude. Get on
they
it.
They pulled it out of the video game, MLB The Show.
They pulled it
Are
out of the
kidding?
Video
yep,
game.
They pulled
Come
it
on.
Out of the video game that
wow.
they use on PlayStation. They hooked it
oh,
up to the
brother.
Sound system. That's exactly
oh,
how it's
my.
Going this year.
But it was good to watch it, right?
I was excited just to watch a game. Yeah. And they had the...
There wasn't a rerun?
No, they had the PA announcers and stuff still announcing the stadium. You could hear in the background. It was a little odd with the crowd noise, but baseball's back, so that's what matters.
Yeah.
Well, baby steps, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you could just you could watch it. All right, the season is what it is. We're underway. We're fanless. Predictions on the Twins. How do you think they're going to do?
I think it's very much a sprint, not a marathon here this year.
Yeah, kind of, right?
And they just approved literally about 10 minutes before that first pitch for the Yankees Nationals yesterday that we're moving to a 16-team playoff. So it's looking very good for the Twins regardless at this point. So it's going to be the top two teams from each division and then the two best wild card teams essentially after that for each league. So you'll have eight teams in each league coming out, and there'll be a three-game series the first round. The divisional round is a five-game like normal.
Yep.
And then the championship and the World Series are both going to be a seven-game.
Yep.
So it's looking good.
Okay, but did you see Fauci's pitch?
I did. I was kind of hoping it was going to be really bad. And
it was really bad.
It was worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it was the worst I've ever seen for a first pitch.
Did you see the 50 Cent one in New York, like probably 5-6 years ago?
I don't remember that one.
He threw it and almost hit the camera guy behind the plate about 15 feet left of the plate.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing different with Fauci is his only went half the distance.
Yeah.
He didn't look like he had much of an arm, though.
No.
But it was funny.
Not at all.
I could see those Yankee fans. Fauci, you throw like a girl!
Hey, now that's offensive to girls.
I know, right?
Are you kidding me?
But you throw like a wuss!
Was he like laughing about it? I didn't see afterwards. Was he having a joking with it, or was
it
he like...
It seemed like he was. He kind of shrugged his shoulders, and like, he was wearing his mask and everything. But yeah. I would assume he was just kind of like, you know, whatever it happens.
You know, yeah. Either I would just let him come in off the mound a little bit, maybe.
A lot.
You know, like, come on, he's a little guy. I wouldn't do it. It's like, if I couldn't make that throw, I wouldn't want to do it.
Yeah, but look at all the publicity. He's a publicity whore. Seriously.
Well, there's that, yeah.
I mean, he was just in Vogue magazine and on. He would just... anything to be on TV, so, you know.
But, yeah, dude,
it's 15 minutes of fame are still going on.
For me, I'd be like, five months? No, yeah. I don't have the arm. I'm not going to embarrass myself. Nope. You can. Can I come in halfway or something?
Please?
Yeah, well, he works for the government, right? So, you know, he's used to embarrassing himself.
Oh, that's all right.
I got to tell you, I've told you, Alex knows, a buddy of mine who was on the Travel Channel for a number of years on a show called The Booze Traveler. His name is Jack Maxwell. He's from Boston. And a couple of years ago... when he was doing the Booze Traveler show on the Travel Channel, he got to throw out the first pitch at Fenway, and he wanted to throw up before, because it was like his lifelong dream.
Yep.
He was so nervous. He was so freaked out about it. He's like, and his biggest concern was that he wasn't going to get the ball to the glove from the mound. He talks about it. He's like, I almost threw up. I was so nervous, but he did. He actually put a pretty good throw out and made it to home plate. But it was his biggest fear.
It's nerve-wracking. I mean, you got 40, 50,000 people sitting there watching you. I mean, I got nervous in high school with 100 people watching on my first pitch. Yeah. So.
Well, I remember the first time I opened up the mic on the radio. Talk about nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
I remember that day,
that was
too.
A bad one.
6:31, Need to Know Morning Show. Alex has a full check of this hot forecast coming up. And we'll recap Trump on Hannity last night and a little bit of Tucker coming up on Taylor Stevo. Stay right there.
Is the conservative voice of the valley. You're listening to the Need to Know Morning Show.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm liking it.
That fit with this forecast. Oh. Hotter than hail. That's the kiss music.
I like it.
There you go. Yeah, just do what you got to do to avoid the heat today, because it is going to be a hot one.
Margarita and a beach.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That'd be a good, just a good survey question. Margarita, frozen, rocks.
Rocks.
Salt, no salt. You say no salt.
Little
maybe
salt.
Maybe a little bit.
Little salt, not crazy salt.
James, frozen or on the rocks?
Honestly, this time of the year, I want to go frozen.
Frozen,
right now.
Very good.
Kind of, but... I haven't had a lot of margaritas myself. So.
Strawberry or regular?
Oh, regular, baby.
Yeah.
regular. I'm strawberry. I mean, honestly, if I'm going to do something like that, I'll have a little fruit in it.
But it tastes like ice cream.
Right. Exactly.
There you go. Salt, no salt. Salt, no salt. Salt.
A little bit of salt.
Well, he'd have sugar if he has a fruity one.
Can you tell I used to be a bartender?
Yeah.
Made quite a few of those. I'll make you a kill. You want to know the best margarita recipe ever?
Ever?
That's Sammy Hagar's Wabarita recipe.
Sure.
A little Cointreau. Good tequila, good Blanco tequila, like a Cabo Wabo or whatever, the clear. Then, of course, about a half a lime. It's all in a shaker.
Yep.
Okay, about half a lime. Your favorite margarita mix, little 7-Up, diet, so whatever adds that fizz, and a little Cointreau in there. Shake that up.
You know,
salt that rim. Boom,
you know what
boom,
else is good? Little Jeremiah weed and lemonade.
Oh, I haven't had that for so. That stuff's evil.
I had one of those. Actually, I had a couple of those last night. Those are pretty good.
You don't even know you're drinking.
Tastes like summer.
It's just like, wow, what?
Yeah.
My roommate came home with that on Monday. I hadn't had it in quite a while, and I forgot it's good.
It's a summer drink all the way.
It's very nice right now. Yeah,
these sitting are on the so porch. Good. You can't even taste the liquor.
No, and then you can throw a little splash of iced tea in there, too, and it's good stuff.
I don't even feel drunk.
So you have to wake up for work in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
By the way, I brought up the Facebook feed this morning, and there's a nice thank you from Major Dave Hughes, retired. Says, thanks so much to AM 1100 The Flag for having me on. Dave, you're so welcome. Wishing Dave the best of luck in the MN7 race.
Yep.
He's our guy. Nothing against Michelle Fishbach. I've had a chance to meet and...
But Dave's local.
Dave's put in the work.
He has. He's one of us, and he's been trying this, four times now?
Yeah.
This will be the third?
I 1,000%, for what it matters, I endorse Dave Hughes.
Yeah.
I want an outsider. I want, there's a little too much going on with Michelle. I think she's a wonderful lady.
But
I think Dr. Collis is a wonderful guy. But Dave's put in the work, man. And he, you know what?
And he's not a career politician.
He's solid. He is just solid.
He's one of us.
Yep.
He's one of the people.
Yep. He wore the uniform, and he's set up. He's ready to do this, and he knows what to do. He knows what he wants. I mean, it just doesn't seem like a toe-the-line guy.
Yeah, former military,
too. There you go. Hold on. I'm going to give him a like. There you go. There you go, brother. Like that. Okay. So a couple of things we got to recap. Last night, the press was on Hannity. We'll get to this, and then epic cut from Tucker coming up. Talking about a few things, I just got a few quick clips here from Hannity talking about his desire to help these cities like Portland and Seattle and Chicago battle this incessant, this crazy violence that they're seeing night after night after night. I thought this was pretty good.
We want to go in and help the cities. We want to help Chicago. We want to help all of them. Detroit's having problems. They're a very good police chief in Detroit, but they have problems. We'll go into all of the cities, any of the cities. We're ready. We'll put in 50,000, 60,000 people that really know what they're doing, and they're strong, they're tough. And we could solve these problems so fast, but as you know, we have to be invited in.
He's a fascist! Jackbooted thugs! Don't know who these people are!
Yeah.
You know, they hadn't made a good point right at the end there. We have to be invited in.
Yeah, right.
But
when it's this bad, they need to protect some of their federal buildings. I think that's his point, too.
I would say, Mr. President, invited in by who?
Well, the governor has to ask for help.
Do they? Well, what about the people?
Well, that's
what about
the
citizens that are going, that help us?
Right, that are suffering. Exactly.
We've yelled at the mayor.
They're not listening.
We've yelled at the commission. We've talked to the governor. No one calls back. No one. It goes on and on. And they're saying, President Trump, help us.
Yeah, they are. No doubt about it. And good people are moving out. Businesses are shutting down. I mean,
that's what he's hearing.
Tragedy. It is. Yeah.
That's what I know. He heard a lot of it in Minneapolis.
Yep.
Saying he's still hearing it. Friend of mine owns a very large plumbing, heating, and air conditioning company, like 700 employees. He is writing and screaming about what's going on in the Twin Cities. Cannot believe it.
It's really sad.
This was him talking about more about the cities asking for help.
We could solve it. If they invited us in, we'd go in with 50,000, 75,000 people. We would be able to solve it like you wouldn't believe it quick. But they just don't want to ask, maybe for political reasons.
Maybe.
But they don't want to ask. It's a disgrace.
It's a disgrace.
We have to get our country back. We have to get rid of this horrible plague that hit us, and it hit us hard. But it didn't hit just us. It hit the whole world, Sean. The whole world was hit. China allowed it to escape to Europe, and to the whole world, including us.
Yep.
And this is a perfect setup for my Tucker Carlson clip.
Yeah.
Do you have any more from the president first? Or?
I do, but I want to. Well, we can do that coming up. The only other one I've got is when he talks about Biden and Bernie and the manifesto. Did you see any of that? Did you hear him talk about that?
I don't remember. It was on, but I don't remember.
Yeah. We'll get to that. Offhand. But on same note of getting our country back.
Yeah.
What do we got?
You want to do the Tucker now?
Absolutely.
Okay. Tucker last night, he was unbelievable. He said Democrats want to make Americans miserable. They understand that the unhappier Americans are, the more likely Democrats are to win. Unhappy people want change, so they want to keep us this way.
Above all, though, and this was the point, they made Americans miserable. Prescriptions for antidepressants rose 21% in a single month. By the end of April, the right track, wrong track number inverted. Just 22% of those polled believed the country was on the right track. And yet for the people pushing Joe Biden for president, that number was still too high. So we had riots. As the entire country watched in real time, mobs looted and burned a police station in Minneapolis. We saw Americans dragged from their stores and beaten unconscious on camera. Some were killed. Most people watching were horrified by this, of course. But professional Democrats were thrilled by it. They slashed police budgets to ensure it would continue. And it did. Crime rates soared. The crackdown on normal people accelerated. Your kids weren't allowed to have graduation ceremonies or get married. But hundreds of thousands of confirmed Joe Biden voters were allowed to flood the streets and break things. And then midsummer came. With the election just months away, America's suffering had to be intensified. It was a political imperative. So schools across the country announced they would stay closed in the fall. No one bothered to explain the science behind this because there wasn't any. School children remain nearly immune to the fatal effects of the coronavirus. To this day, there is not a single recorded case in the entire world of a student passing COVID-19 to a teacher, not one case, but school shut down anyway. Desperate parents wondered what they were going to do with their kids in September. Good luck, they were told. Figure something out. Residents of Washington, D.C. were told they would be required by law to wear masks everywhere they went for the foreseeable future. And yet the people who made that law exempted themselves from it. They already know they're voting for Joe Biden. Everyone else in the country became dramatically unhappier. Nearly three quarters of Americans now say their country has become a much worse place than it was. Doctors have prescribed so much Zoloft, the antidepressant, that is now on the federal drug shortage list. In fact, it is likely that Americans have never in the history of this country been as unhappy as they are right now. It's a tragedy, but for Democrats, it's a win.
So basically, the Democrats want you to be miserable because you're going to go, well, I am not happy. Everything must be Trump's fault. My life, my kids, my money, everything is in the toilet. So it's got to be Trump's fault. I'm going to vote Biden. I mean, the people that aren't informed don't know better. And that's what they're going to think.
Think about that. So much Zoloft has been prescribed that it's now on the federal drug shortage list.
Yeah.
We're short of... And Zoloft, anti-anxiety medication.
Yep, antidepressant.
Yeah, Mama's Little Helper, a lot of cases like that. But we're that's scary.
That is scary.
That's mind-boggling.
Yep.
I mean, and then he talks about Biden. And my final clip from the press last night talks about the Biden-Sanders manifesto. It was brilliant. Listen to
this. He's got a manifesto that he agreed to. I called a manifesto with Bernie Sanders for open borders and things that you wouldn't even believe. I mean, these are left-wing at a level that I don't think Bernie ever talked about to the same extent. You'd think this is a negotiation, that Bernie would be brought to the right a little bit. I think Bernie went further left, and Biden agreed to all of this stuff.
Exactly. You can read it, too.
Yeah.
Signed up. And it's open borders, and it's illegal voting. And
Hannity last night, too, had a Biden and Obama were together, and they were socially distanced. And Obama was basically asking Biden questions about what he would do for the presidency, this and that. And it was like a job interview. And it was so boring. Biden almost fell asleep as Obama is trying to ask him his questions. You can see him just kind of nodding off. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Scotty, on What's on Your Mind, 8:30 to 11, right here on the flag, coming up later. Pointed out on this new ad, have you seen the ad with Obama and Biden? And they're walking in, and they have their masks on, they sit down, and they're talking, and they're having conversation. And it's all about how Orange Man bad.
Yeah.
Orange Man so bad.
Right.
We never did that. We never see. Obama literally says, yeah, we never said that. We never said that when we were in office. Boy, he did.
So, well, you know, Obama's pulling the strings here, too. He hasn't named a running mate yet. I bet you anything it's going to be Valerie Jarrett, Obama's right-hand woman.
I'm saying Kamala Harris. John in West Fargo wanted to weigh in. John, brother, how are you? What's up?
Yeah, pretty good, thank you. Say, with all this crap going on in the Democrat Party, as you guys have laid out, anybody heard from Colin Peterson?
No.
Moderate Democrat?
Hiding under a rock.
Come on, John.
Yeah. Where's Colin to comment on all this stuff? You guys have a microphone. Others have a microphone. Where's Colin?
Yeah.
He's in the basement with Biden, I think.
I think Dave Hughes should make that his bumper sticker.
Where's Colin? Yeah, where's Colin?
Where's Colin? Where's a lot of them?
Yeah, it's time to just hang it up, Colin. Go home. You're ineffective. You try to fool people that you're a moderate. You're not.
Right.
Where's Colin?
And he gets his marching orders from Nancy Pelosi. When she tells him he can vote for the state of Minnesota to get him elected, he does, when it doesn't matter to what they're doing.
Yeah, there'll be no return phone calls from those folks at all. Yeah, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've tried. Governor Walz, they won't. No. Not going to do that. Maybe he'll do a Duluth station. Maybe. Yeah, maybe. 12 in front of 7 o'clock, 6:48, quick break. Weather and sports coming up.
Like what you hear? Take the flight with you wherever you go. Download our WZFG mobile app today and never miss a minute.
6:50, 10 away from 7 o'clock, Need to Know Morning Show on the flag. Jim wanted to weigh in quick on Uncle Joe before we got to weather. Jim, what was your thought?
If I was Joe Biden, I would hire a food taster.
A food taster?
I don't think they can let him survive. And if he does, they'll probably put Michelle Obama, very well could be his running mate. Trust me.
You never know. A lot of people are hoping for Michelle. She's popular.
A food taster. It probably has one already. You know, just something to think, or at least maybe some sort of way to...
You know, there's talk that he might not make it for the nomination, so you never know.
Oh, I'm saying.
Right. Here's your flag forecast, sunny and hot, going up to 96 today. We do have an excessive heat warning in effect from noon until 8 tonight, and it's heat index going to feel like 105 out there, so don't leave your pets or your kids in the car. It'll be windy, though, gusting to 25. Tonight could get a little nasty. We do have an 80% chance of thunderstorms at the low 73. Tomorrow and Saturday night, thunderstorms likely after 2 o'clock, going up to 90 with a low of 69. Sunday, 20% chance of rain and 82. Right now, 74 degrees out there. Tired.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hot 70, almost 75 right now.
Yeah.
At 9 till 7 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, plenty warm. All right, taking a look at the sports page. Well, the Twins are getting ready. Baseball season is underway. Last night, 2 games. Yankees were dominant over this. I'm sorry, the stinking Yankees.
There you go.
Beat the Nationals. You go with that, don't you, James?
I have a lot of words I can't say on the radio for the Yankees.
Yeah, there you
They're
go.
Just one of those teams.
Totally feeling it. Absolutely. 4-1, they did beat the reigning champion Nationals. And in the late game, the Dodgers just handled the Giants 8-1. Twins and White Sox in the new Comiskey coming up tonight. What's 7:05?
I think 7:05-ish.
And then Barrios. Does Barrios get the start tonight?
Yep, Barrios. And then Lucas Giolito for the White Sox, who made the All-Star team last year. So it's going to be a good matchup.
There you go.
It's going to be fun.
The Wild wrapping up whatever you'd like to call this training camp, whatever. They'll wrap up in the next couple days. On Sunday, pretty much today and tomorrow, they fly to Edmonton on Sunday. The next couple of months will be spent there looking for that Stanley Cup. We'll see. That's the finish again of last. It seems like I have to say last year's NHL season.
It's just,
but
nuts,
it's still
honestly
this season's finish of the season. Same with the NBA when they kick off in 6 days, and they're all in Orlando in their bubble. So you got Edmonton for the hockey bubble, you got Orlando for the basketball bubble, and baseball's loose.
Did you watch any of the NBA yet at all, or no?
No, I have not seen anything
going on.
It's
kind of odd. So a couple of the games, depending on the teams, they're doing an actual play-by-play.
Yeah.
And then a couple of them are just talking and discussing stuff. You know, we're happy to be back and just talking about each other, what they've been doing when they're off and stuff, the different commentators. And it's a very different feel and vibe to it. especially only having, you know, 8 or 9 guys on the bench of each team, and they're cheering, but it's just a blank background. So
right. And the Red Hawks are back at Newman Outdoor tonight. Yeah, warm night for a ball game.
Oh, my gosh. Way too warm tonight.
There'll be the away game, away team again, 4 of 6 with Winnipeg happening at Newman Outdoor Field. Low scores big time down at the 3M Open. Defending champ Matt Wolf, he's at 6 under. He's 2 behind, 8 under the leader. And I want to get this kid's name right. Richie Warinsky. I think I got Rich. Say that fast, Mike.
Yeah, no, don't.
Richie Warinsky. He's alone on top of the leaderboard at 8 under. So
through one round?
Through the first round, yep.
Oh, man, I'm lucky to be 5 over after the first 2 holes.
Well, and
that's a good day for me.
The defending champ, Matt, said might have been his best first round of his entire career at 6 under. So that's going on down at the TPC Twin Cities. And the only other thing I saw is that Harvick NASCAR was running. You know, they don't seem to pay attention to the weekend thing anymore, do they? Usually NASCAR runs on the weekend, but they Denny Hamlin, they had a thing down at it was the Superstart Battery 400 at Kansas Speedway, and Harvick won it, or Hamlin won it.
Well, they have
it's like, come on,
the three different classes, the actual Sprint Cup, and then they have the stock cars, and then they have the trucks. And they're all just mashing together more right now because they had missed 3 months of the season.
And this was the Cup Series, whatever that is. So
it's probably a makeup race, I would guess, then, because they're just trying to mash everything in and make up for 3 months of lost time right now.
All right,
and
gotcha.
It's just crazy watching all of that. But
isn't it good to have him here? Good to have James here.
Yeah, a little sports.
I do my best a little. You know,
say it. All right, it's a Need to Know Morning Show. Rush in the Morning Minute coming up.
You're just a click away from the latest news, audio, and video the flag has to offer. Just click AM1100theflag.com.
It's the red, white, and boom! Employee pricing sale at Luther Family Buick GMC. Celebrate Independence Day with employee pricing for everyone on most 2020 models. Huge discounts on GMC, Acadias, Terrains, and Yukons. Experience the new Buick and save on popular Encore, Envision, and Enclaves. Hurry in for best selection during the red, white, and boom! Employee pricing sale at Luther Family Buick GMC. Corner of I-29 and 32nd Avenue South, Fargo. We are professional grade.
Hey, it's the Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. Here's Rush. Or maybe not.
Where's Rush?
Our man Rush?
Come on.
Why isn't that happening?
I need Rush.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, I don't know. What's happening?
Off. No? He's off today, I guess.
All right, that's fine.
He didn't let us
know. You know what? He's going through cancer treatment, for crying out loud.
He didn't let us know he was off.
Yeah, he's a trooper, honestly. Okay. I mean,
well, we'll find out more after 11. And I think Todd Herman's filling in for Rush this week.
Rush was supposed to come back today, so fingers crossed that he'll be back, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Back today. Boy, just thoughts and prayers for him, what he's going through. Man.
Yeah.
And stage 4 lung cancer. Well, I know he's getting cutting-edge stuff.
He's making some progress, luckily.
Absolutely. All right. Well, there you go. I can do a little Russian part now.
That wasn't even close.
Yeah, I know. All right. No one can do that. It is July 24th. Happy birthday today to Mara Wilson. You remember the cute little girl from Mrs. Doubtfire?
Oh, yeah. A little dark-haired girl.
Yep. She was in the remake of Miracle on 34th Street, too.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, let's go 30.
33 already.
Okay.
33! It's J-Lo's birthday today.
J-Lo.
You probably know because she had a big one last year.
She did. She's 51.
51 okay. today. There you go. You know who Kristen Chenoweth is?
Chenoweth, yes.
Yeah, Chenoweth, yep. She's a little cutie patootie.
She is. She's a good singer, too. She's got to be 54.
52.
Okay.
Isn't she in Nashville? I've never seen an episode of Nashville. Someone said she's in Nashville.
No, but she's in the Hallmark Christmas movies and stuff.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I know she's been in a ton of that stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Big Game James, Barry Bonds. An amazing career, of course, due to chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
Home run king, right?
Yeah.
Is he probably 52?
He is 56 today.
Yeah.
56 today. TV's original Wonder Woman, Linda Carter. Celebrating today.
68.
Any idea on that one, James?
70.
She's 69. Oh. You guys are right around it.
Right there.
Kramer, Michael Richards, celebrating today.
72.
Kramer is 71 today.
Ah, that's close.
You're right there today, though.
You know what? Just imagine the money that a guy like my, not just Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, all
Jason
of them.
Alexander, you know, Julia Dreyfus.
Louise Dreyfus,
Louise Dreyfus.
Just sitting back with
those. Oh, the checks they still get.
My favorite character is George, though. I love Costanza. He's so neurotic.
The best.
My favorite.
If you remember the movie Airplane, Stop Calling Him Shirley, Robert Hayes.
No, I'm out.
From the Airplane movie, 73 today.
No. Nope.
And I know you know who Gallagher is.
Gallagher, yeah. 74?
74.
Oh, wow. I remember. He'd be in Fargo, too, with his watermelons and stuff.
Yeah.
And nobody,
we went.
I didn't want to sit in front.
Oh, yeah, we didn't sit in front either. No, we went. That was a great show.
I was sitting back, right?
Yeah, I remember that. It was vividly remembered. Yeah, nope, do not put us up there.
Nope.
And Ruth Buzzy from Laugh-In from way back in the day.
She's still alive?
She's still around.
Oh, let's go 92.
84. Probably on a park bench somewhere.
Yeah, with and her hairnet.
We mentioned it is National Cousins Day today. And so if you've got a cool cousin you like, make sure to get a hold of them and say hi. And hey, we're glad we're cousins and you're the best and all that. So that would be a good idea to do today because it is National Cousins Day.
There you go.
All right. Coming up a little bit later on, about 8:05, Randy Nelson is back with us. We're going to talk lawns and gardens in this heat.
Get your questions in.
You can email them in, too, studio@flagfamily.com, or just ring in just after 8:05. We'll look at Randy and get some tips for you. This heat, man, oh, man. Water, I know that. Probably a big deal. It's WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, USA. It is 7 o'clock.